Here's our expensive ink.
Oh, now you put me on the countdown?
All right, Joe, you can start whenever you're ready.
We're here today for the Port of Brookings Harbor Special Commission Meeting, Thursday, October 28, 2021, 9:30. Nine o'clock, excuse me. Anyways, let's roll call.
Larry? Ken?
Here.
Sharon?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Richard is absent.
Is there any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda?
No.
Okay. Declarations or potential conflicts of interest? No. Okay. Approval of agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay, we got a motion from Ken and second from Larry. Any public comments? None of those. Okay, we'll start with action item A. We'll let Gary start. Did I screw up? Oh, we didn't. I'm sorry. We got a roll call.
Sorry. Real fast. Larry?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Sharon?
Here.
Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Action item A. Go ahead, Gary.
Right. Action item A is a FEMA DR 4432-4452 professional contract approval. The board approved, or actually awarded, engineering services to the 2021, did not receive any protests from any other agencies or contract is 2 years ending October 28th, and they agreed 1 year in case the project goes longer. Contract was reviewed by the
a motion?
Make a motion on that.
Make a motion to approve EMC Engineer Scientist LLC Professional Services Agreement for the FEMA DR 4432 and DR 4452 project.
Okay, there's a motion from Sharon and an approval from Ken.
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes. Okay, any information items? None. Commissioner comments? Big none. Next regular meeting will be Wednesday, November 17th.
Ken has one.
Huh?
Can I make
a
comment?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even see you. Raise your hand.
This is an article on salmon, and it's cell grown or cultivated salmon. So what they're doing is taking a small piece of salmon and cultivate this, and they refer to it like if you were at a brewery, they cultivate this salmon, and it's a company out of San Francisco. And they are already doing it in quantity, and this of a test run they did at some restaurant, and that you know, they've already been doing this with chicken and steak. You don't have to kill animals to grow your own meat now. But if anybody wants a copy of it, I'll leave it with Danielle and off a few copies. I'd like one back. And Joe, I know. And you know, the other thing that's happening out there is the fish farms have been booted out of British Columbia, and Norway is the country that is behind all these fish farms, basically. And they are moving inland now. They have, I believe it's in Nebraska, to totally self-contained. There's no disease issues. There's, the only issue they have is the feed to do with their fish. So forage fish are high on their list of catching out of the ocean to create fish pellets. But they are already producing large quantities. And there's another one, another company in Florida that's doing the same thing. In the inland, when they have to create their own salt water, they create their own fresh water, they have their own filtering systems. Very, very efficient and no antibiotics. It's what's happening in the future. Salmon and fry other, all the other fish once it's mined. So, you know, down the road, how it affects us, I don't know, but it's definitely going to affect these people. The major advantage they have is, you know, in one of these fish farms, fully controlled, and it's just like raising chickens. You put in X number of feed, you get the the finished product at 14 weeks or 15 weeks. In this case, they want a salmon that is so long, and the restaurants want, you know, the fillet to be 3 inches long and 3 inches in diameter, all that stuff. They can produce, wild fish is too wild as to the span or size of the fish. So these fish farms can produce a fish or a steak, finished steak for the restaurants that is perfect. Anybody wants this? Fine.
They claim it tastes the same, feels, texture, everything. I started reading that. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Ken. Next regular meeting, Wednesday, November 17th, 2021 at 2 p.m.